In the last several weeks, environmental and animal rights militants, or eco-terrorists, have struck at least 5 times on the West Coast, causing tens of millions of dollars in damages. Joining me with more detail is Ingrid Lobet from our Los Angeles Bureau. Ingrid, tell us, what's been happening?
Well, in early August, there was perhaps the largest eco-terror crime that's measured in dollars of damage that we've ever had in the United States. Vandals torched a nearly finished 5-story apartment building and an underground parking garage in a fast-growing section of San Diego. They left a banner that read, "You build it, we burn it." And that arson caused $50 million in damage. The Earth Liberation Front, or ELF, said it was their crime. And then 2 weeks later, a related group, the Animal Liberation Front, or ALF, broke into a historic building where a restaurant was going to open. That was in Sonoma, California. They poured concrete down the sink and flooded the building and 2 adjacent businesses. They threatened the chef's family. And the issue here was that the restaurant was apparently going to serve foie gras, which is duck or goose liver pate. And apparently the livers of the ducks and the geese are often enlarged by force feeding when you prepare that.
Rough business. What else is going on?
Well, then in late August, arsonists hit 4 car dealerships and several car owners east of Los Angeles. They destroyed 20 Hummers and damaged 50 other cars, SUVs, by painting them with slogans like "I Heart Pollution" and "Lazy Americans." It seems like the vehicles were all chosen for their low fuel efficiency, although one fire official did point out that the fires themselves released hundreds of tons of particulate pollutants into the air.
What happened in Washington State?
Then there was that case. Also in late August, animal liberation militants snuck into a mink farm in the rural town of Sultan, Washington, and let out 10,000 minks. And they were then killed by traffic, and they also went on to eat people's chickens and pet cats. And then, just as Labor Day weekend was beginning, 2 bombs exploded at the corporate offices of one of the country's biggest biotech firms. That's the Chiron Corporation. And here, the gripe wasn't even with Chiron, but with a company Chiron contracts with for lab work, and it does animal testing, which, as you know, is required by the FDA before drugs can be used on humans. No one was hurt, but again, the attack got pretty threatening personally because they left a warning that said, "You might be able to protect your premises, but can you protect all your employees' homes?"
So what do the authorities and people who study these groups say is happening with these 5 incidents in such a short period of time?
Some of them do see this as a ratcheting up of activity. In the biotech company attack, for example, they used bombs, explosives, instead of arson, which is the more common tool for some of these groups. And then they also point to the extensive damage at the San Diego apartment arson, $50 million. But it's also true that these groups have been increasingly active over time. They're continually active.
Ingrid Lobet heads the Living on Earth Bureau in Los Angeles. Thank you, Ingrid.
Thank you.